This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. These days, movies about going to Mars don't seem to be completely science fiction. You can learn more about the Red Planet for the rest of this month at IRSC's Hallstrom Planetarium. Planetarium Director John Bell joins us now.
Mars is actually fairly easy to find. It's this really big, bright object that comes up after sunset. But when you look at it, the trick is you got to know that it's that and not something else. If you didn't know, you'd say, well, that's a really bright star over there. It's about as bright as a landing light of an airplane. It really is quite spectacular.
And you'll help us get a good look at this.
Yes, we're going to have, and when I say we, it's me and a couple of our students here at the college in the Hallstrom Astronomical Society, and it's also members of the Treasure Coast Astronomical Society. That's a bunch of people who get together regularly and do star parties and go out and observe things. And they're always on hand to provide guided views through telescopes after our evening planetarium shows. And these are amateurs, but you take a look at some of the pictures they've taken, some of the astrophotography, and really quite professional. It's a great group, and they have a very strong commitment to public outreach and education. So they're going to be with us the whole week from the 23rd through the 31st, starting at 8 o'clock in the evening until probably 10 o'clock or until the last people kind of drift away. And they're going to provide guided telescopic views of Mars and also Jupiter and Saturn as well, plus the Moon. Venus, I don't want to promise on Venus because we have some trees and some buildings that might block our view of Venus at that time. But if Venus is there, we'll take a look at that as well. So it's like planets on parade. It's just a great time to be looking up at the sky.
So this will be outside. Will there not be a planetarium component?
It will be outdoor. And of course, if it's clear, that's great. But if it's cloudy, optical telescopes cannot see through the clouds. Radio telescopes can, but we're just going to have the optical ones, the reflectors and refractors. So if it's cloudy, we can't see a thing, and we can't do that. The planetarium will be open simply as a backup for anyone who comes out and wants to see something, and we'll have a simulation in the planetarium theater showing people where they can find Mars on their own.
Now, you mentioned the different types of telescopes. If we have a telescope that we are having some trouble quite figuring out how to use it, you can help us with that, or the people there can't they?
If you have a telescope and you don't know how to make it work, or you need some help showing you how to aim it at and find Mars, we'll be
and
there.
And my son
and
I did that once.
Yes, and that's great. And then suddenly, I mean, I've had people come out and we've helped them with the telescope. There's this 12-year-old kid. He came out. He says, could you help me with this? He had a little refractor. So we showed him how to operate it, and he got really good at it. And suddenly he came up like about an hour or so. He says, I'd like to go home now. He had a line of people looking through his telescope.
Oh.
He had suddenly volunteered to be a guided telescope. It was just, it's a great thing. Once you learn how to work a telescope, it becomes a lot of fun. And it's always great to be able to share.
And if we can't make it this week, we don't lose our chance to see Mars.
Mars will actually be visible in our evening skies throughout the rest of the summer and into the autumn. We're going to have good views of it. And even though it's at its brightest because we're passing it now, even though it's quite bright and very clear for that reason, it'll still look pretty good in August and even pretty good in September. And then as we move into October, November, as we pull away from Mars, it'll start to fade from sight. It'll get a little bit dimmer.
That's Mars Watch at the Hallstrom Planetarium right here on the main campus of IRSC in Fort Pierce. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.